Earlier this week, FirstRand's banking arm, FNB, announced that it's going to be growing its branch network by a further 7 branches. It comes at a time when workers in the banking sector are concerned about their futures, as there's a feeling that financial services players are generally going to cut down on branches and invest more in digital platforms, thereby doing away with workers. Well, just very recently, banking union SASBO was held back by a court from proceeding with a strike in protest of these very fears. But of course, SASBO is adamant that they're going to try their luck again to make their point. So in this context, we speak to Leanne Fansail. She's the CEO of Point of Presence at FNB. Thanks very much for joining us, Leanne. So many have been worried about some banks closing branches as they focus more on digital banking platforms. But we know that you've been a leader in digital banking, and yet we hear that you're adding to your branch network. I think it's another 7 branches. So why and where are you adding these branches?
Well, first of all, if you just look at the FNB strategy, we're a platform-led organization. And we really focus very heavily on how to become trusted money managers. So what that in essence means is we have a very balanced strategy of having digital as a forefront when you want it and human when you need it, but always on platform. And I think that being our strategy allows us to get an excellent balance between using technology and for the customer, as well as then having a human interaction. And the best way to have this human interaction and truly to become money managers for customers is to have points of presence or branches where the customers can engage.
So it's not a case of either or. And obviously, like I say, you're introducing these further 7 branches. Where are you going to be having these branches?
Well, it would be, they actually spread around South Africa. We have Eastern Cape, Western Cape, Mpumalanga, Gauteng, and then also in Pretoria as well. So we're constantly reviewing our particular network. And it's not just opening branches. It's also about resizing our branches, reconfiguring our branches, repurposing them, repositioning, renewing, and then definitely opening.
As you reinforce the need for both your branch services and digital banking platforms, presumably there's a fair amount of upskilling of your staff that's going on in order for them to remain relevant and adaptable.
Absolutely. So when we started the digitalization journey, and I think we led maybe 4 to 5 years ago when we started this, and digitalization was really initiated from the bank's perspective, but also definitely from a customer perspective, because they wanted this additional convenience. And we early on realized is that staff need to be repurposed. So that journey was very clear. So although you may have closed down certain functions that have now suddenly no longer had relevance, we had a lot more new roles that were actually opening up within FNB. So those were training roles to actually help customers digitize their particular journeys as well. So it's definitely created lots more opportunities, but in different spheres. And staff have actually really risen to the occasion and enjoyed this repurpose exercise and energized them as well.
Yeah. So as the banking evolves and digital platforms become more the common norm or the more front-facing type of service, do you think workers are right to be concerned about the future? And perhaps banks need to be more proactive in helping them adapt to a changing environment?
Well, absolutely. I think the opposite has happened within FNB. I mean, we've also in the sales front, I mean, we've aggressively employed a lot more salespeople, as you mentioned, digital custodians to actually assist customers and staff to actually become money managers. So I think if you have that insight to understand where we're actually going to land up, one is a lot more proactive. And I think that allows the staff to have a level of comfort to actually walk this journey with you. And the commitment you get from your people is actually quite amazing at the end of the day.
Leanne, thank you very much for your time. And pardon my coughing fit. That was Leanne Fansail. She's the CEO of Points of Presence at FNB.